Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me.
If I could fly from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave, alongside Joe and
Joe.
Joe.
Joseph.
Little Joe.
No, Big Joe.
No, I've been watching Bonanza and, of course, Trisha. And I've been watching Bonanza. Yeah, and they call him Little Joe.
Beyond doubt.
Well, who is that, though? Singer?
Which one? Here, let me just for you.
Yeah, which one?
Higher?
Oh, I'm over there.
Want it higher?
Yeah. A little bit lower.
A little lower? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now that you're an expert.
Well,
so I so discovered. I'm
Finding Nemo, Beyond the Sea, Robbie Williams bringing us into the show. Of course.
Who? Robin Williams?
Robbie Williams.
Who's Robbie Williams?
Robbie Williams is the guy that's singing this. He's a musical artist. I go sailing.
Oh.
And of course, all in on this Breakthrough Entertainment Sea Show.
Sea Show,
like a seashell, right?
Seashell.
In honor of Finding Dory.
Not Nemo.
No, that's the original one.
Seashell, not
Seashell. But I found Dory this weekend, and I'm gonna help you find her as well.
What does she look like?
Well, she's blue, and she just keeps swimming, and her girlfriend's name is Portia.
So you do have a chance.
No.
Yeah, I think.
No, Dory is Ellen DeGeneres. He doesn't have a chance.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Her.
No chance with her.
No, I think there is a match there.
Well, we will talk about matches, actually, because we do have a relationship coach, Marnie Kinry. She's going to be telling us about the wing girl method, so hopefully she can help me out.
The wing girl? Oh, I've heard of that. There's many different methods.
Well, there's like a wingman.
I've got the wing duck method. And that works.
But I don't think we can mention the methods on the phone, right, Eric? Can we mention? Oh, there's Kathleen and Eric. Where's
mention what?
We can't mention the wing, whatever it's called.
The wing girl method.
I don't think it's allowed.
Oh well.
Did you say winged duck?
Wing girl.
No, like there's a wingman. You got your wingman. You got a wing girl.
She's gonna tell us. I know you don't need this, but I need this. How to get out of the friend zone and stay out. And she's also going to tell us how to be more than just friends. And she's got one tip to make any girl addicted to you.
Be careful.
Well, not to him.
No,
he doesn't.
I'm just saying, be careful.
You don't attention and addicted.
Be careful. You don't want anybody addicted to you.
Oh, I want people addicted to me. Let me tell you. What?
Yeah, he does.
I gotta,
We got to get a couch in here. Really understand.
That can be very scary.
Yeah. What would? Okay.
Well,
let's go into
stalking.
This.
Why we had the whole situation.
Why would you want someone addicted to you?
Because it's like an ego boost.
Also, it's based on ego.
Why not?
Ooh.
No.
So we
no,
should ask.
No. Oh. What?
We should ask listeners.
Oh, my. We're
is that a base? Oh, see already.
Yeah.
Is that a basis of?
Yeah,
a good relationship, ego boost.
Yes, I don't know. I don't. It's probably not, but I don't know. Wouldn't it be nice to have
an ego boost?
Yeah, to be worshipped, to be cherished.
I knew that's what you wanted.
To be touched,
worshipped or touched.
Well, both. Hey, now before we bring on our guest, our caller. Okay.
Do you know who it is?
I think I know who, but I'm going to start with a pickup line for our caller. Okay.
Whoever it is claims to be a psychic.
Okay, so Miss Psychic, hold on a second. You can answer my question, and then I will tell you the end of it. Miss Bobby, are you an octopus?
I am Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, are you an octopus?
No, her name's Bobby.
My name is Bobby, and I don't want 500 arms around me because I'll bite them all off.
Well, that was one version of it, but the other, that was if I was an octopus. But Bobby, I'm asking if you're an octopus because you octopi my thoughts.
Joseph, number one.
What?
if you could afford me, I would go along as your wing girl because I do psychiatric studies of people in, you know, places of drinking establishments.
Yeah.
Cost
and
money.
I get all the, I check out the money, the financial, the whatnot, under the guise of doing a study for either psychiatry class or sociology class. And people are very open when they're flattered to say, I have chosen them for my study.
Yes.
And then I would hand the list over to you and you could do with it what you want.
Well,
okay?
Bobby, would it, why would one, why should I want a girl like addicted to me?
Because she will boil your duck in boiling water. What? Like that crazy woman in that movie. Remember she boiled the rabbit?
I don't know.
Fatal attraction.
No. If they're needy, Joseph, if you're needy, you're going to attract someone who's needy.
Oh,
and
good.
That's not a good
choice. I want someone needy. I want someone clingy.
No.
You don't want neediness.
No, you don't.
You attract someone to the level of your evolvement.
Yeah,
okay.
You want another duck.
Yeah, and not another duck. But the point is, you need to kind of be just happy with who you are, as you are, and eventually you will manifest whatever it is you really want. But you cannot go and get someone just to plug up holes in yourself that you can't plug up yourself.
Whoa,
exactly.
Whoa.
Good
Eric, get your
girl.
Finger on the
button.
Like
good that's, girl.
Nice,
that's
nicely said.
Come again? Wasn't that nicely said?
That was beautiful.
Yes, it actually was. It was very...
Because you can't find somebody else to complete you.
Exactly.
You need to be a complete human being to
Thank
attract
you.
Another complete human being.
Yes.
Yes. Otherwise, you will have a miserable life and your attorneys will make a lot of money.
Exactly.
Well, that's appropriate.
And your doctors may make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And your psychologists may
And
make
doctors you don't even know you have will be making a lot of money.
And the girls on certain streets will make a lot of money.
No, Joseph is not.
Oh, no,
that
I would
cuckoo.
Never go there.
You would?
No,
I
want you
some
not.
Money.
No,
Joseph,
I don't. It's not about him. It's not money thing.
Joseph,
it's just,
Joseph.
Crabs on the
somewhere
ocean.
Somewhere down the road, when I have some time on my calendar and maybe at the next bar crawl.
Yeah, it's coming
you
up.
You and I are going to go sit in a corner with a cup of tea. And we are going to talk intimately about what it is your little soul is demanding. But you will be the one talking. I will not. I cannot say anything. You will be the one that solves your dilemma.
Oh, Bobby, to be clear, last week I got some flack off the air. People were concerned because I said that you had been flirting with me. Have you never flirted with me? Am I misreading these signals?
Flirt with everybody.
So I'm not special is what you're basically
saying. You're special
saying.
In your own mind.
You're special in your own mind and you need to be, and that's why I would flirt with you. I flirt from everyone from 96 to probably 18, which is the legal age.
Okay.
Because flirting is fun.
I agree.
It is.
Well...
And they also, when you flirt with good intentions,
you can't flirt, Dave. You're done.
When you flirt with good intentions, not to take the person down or anything, it works for good. Everyone is flattered, and you have a good time, and you laugh.
You make a better world because you cheer people up.
That's right.
Yeah, see,
flirting.
I know. Yeah.
That could be a book.
It could
Cheering
be.
Cheering people up.
Through flirting.
Through flirting.
Flirtationship. I think that, Bobby, you and I, that's what we have. We have a flirtationship.
Yes. Well, the bar crawl, you and I, cup of tea, we're going to sit and figure this out.
Okay. That sounds excellent.
Is that
and
flirt?
Also, check into the Emotions Anonymous, which is the 12-step program.
Where is the meeting?
Google Emotions Anonymous.
Where is it too far? I don't want to drive too far.
No, it's on the Google.
On the Google?
What is the Google?
I don't know.
Like the internet?
We've got
Joseph,
the periscopes in studios.
Take a breath.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
Take a breath, Joseph.
Yes.
Breath.
What was that called?
I got like palpitations and stuff.
Oxygen to the brain.
Yeah.
I will talk at you later, sweetheart.
All right, get periscope so you can see me in all my wonderful. Dave's looking it up.
I have it here.
Yeah.
12-step recovery.
Recovery from what?
From idiocy.
Oh, yes, they have
idiocy.
From idiocy.
They have Joseph's picture.
It's in the dictionary as well.
Look at this. It says, this man used to be addicted.
No, look at me. I used to be proud to say that I'm an Alcoholics member.
Yeah.
Yes.
For over 30 years.
Oh, excellent.
The 12-step program, even though I've paid up to $500 an hour for psychiatry, probably has helped me more. At the meetings where you put a dollar in the basket, if you don't have a dollar, you don't put anything in.
That's church.
But there, by the grace of God or Allah or whomever you choose to believe in,
Jesus,
your truth comes through to you. And you are the only one who is at issue, and you are the only one that can solve your issues.
Yeah. I also believe in tacos and stuff. Because I like food
tacos,
a lot.
Tacos? Yep. That's good. I like that. That's great stuff.
They're good.
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, $1 at Filberto's.
Where?
It's really good.
Really?
$1.
Okay.
Chicken
breath,
or
breath,
oh, you're still. Are you still here, Bobby?
Oxygen to the brain.
Yes.
I am hanging up now. I've got to go through some old shoes and clean them up to put them out there. They're antique. Okay.
Sounds good. That sounds like a plan, Bobby. And I be in touch with me. You have my information.
I have more than your information.
Oh God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts about and figures.
Yes. Thanks for calling, Bobby. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. So I have it here for you, Joseph.
Yeah. Do you want to go with me? Will you be my buddy?
Wingman.
Yeah, I can give you wingman tips.
Well, no,
today.
At the emotional anonymous emotions stuff.
Wow, and it says greetings from Arizona. It's,
yeah,
it's like big. It looks like.
Oh, thank you. The website. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, the pickup lines that I'll be using are you know, it's like, hey baby, I speak whale, and then I go.
This is really. Going
now, this is heading
fast.
Towards Dory, because that's how Dory talks to the whale.
Do that again with the whale.
We'll do more of it. It's like
where'd you learn it, by the way?
I just told you from Finding Nemo.
Entertainment. No, from Dory. Okay, all right. So let's.
But we got some great
guests.
Let's
admit you're powerless over your emotions. That your life had been unmanageable. Let's admit that. Let's do this on there. And you came to believe that a power greater than you.
Yeah.
Maybe your ego is greater.
Yes.
Can restore you to sanity.
Restore me to something.
No, the sanity.
It's going to go all the way.
That's what they're saying right
here. Oh, I didn't know. I was
And you make
going
a decision
back
to turn what?
Turn around, like the song, turn around.
Okay.
Turn to God.
It does say that. How did you know that?
Yeah. Maybe I've been in recovery before.
Okay. pardon. Mademoiselle. Okay.
But we do have some great guests today, including from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. We have on Ken Peterson.
Uh-huh.
And the Monterey.
No, he's not from the Monterey.
I love the Monterey.
Well, he's
Bay
the
Aquarium.
Communications director there. But have you been there?
I love there. Yes. Oh, many times.
They have got the cutest what?
Otters.
Otters? Yes. Otters are so cute. Hey, and that's that reminds me of another pickup line. Kathleen, I'm hot, but you're otter.
Oh, my.
Okay. Cricket.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Appropriate. But, yeah, that's the aquarium that they modeled after for Finding Dory, the marine life
You're right. It is
place.
Ken Peterson.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that other person, Ben.
Ben Patterson.
Patterson. It was
He's
close,
from Greenleaf.
Right?
Yeah, very, very close
Ken
guests.
Ken and Ben.
Yes.
And Peterson and Patterson.
Ben is going. Yeah, that's true. Ben and Ken. And
you see
Peterson,
how I got.
Wow.
Confused.
I didn't even know that, and I scheduled
and,
these.
And that was good.
Yeah. Greenleaf. So it's a new Oprah production.
I love
production.
That. Is that a
no,
band?
No. I thought you were thinking it was a.
What is
drug.
That called? That band, Greenleaf.
No, it's
Green Day.
Green Day.
Okay.
Pet Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I'm sorry. But Greenleaf is a new show on OWN on the Oprah Winfrey Network. So we're going to be talking with him about that project. At 11 o'clock, who we have coming up?
And we have Dr. Mary Reed.
Excellent.
She has another name, too.
Okay.
Author of a book on how she, actually it's Dr. Mary Reed Gaudio, an author of The Phone Rang, a very interesting book. And she, how her sister overcame cancer. Survived, got through it. Sister was in the entertainment industry as well.
Nice.
And then at 11:30, guess what?
Who?
We're going to have a discussion on two tragedies and what people are saying online about that. And what two tragedies am I talking about?
Of course, they occurred in Orlando.
One of them did.
One of them did, okay.
But we're going to compare the two because there are some similarities in terms of parenting and whether that's an issue with the gorilla.
Okay, so
and
Cincinnati,
alligator.
Cincinnati and Orlando.
And I was looking online, it's really interesting how they are comparing this, and it's been a sort of a hot topic. Get people's opinion on what they think, who may have had some fault here.
Yeah, that is a very good discussion. I'm glad you're going to be bringing that up. And you know, but the three things happened in Orlando. And we don't want to make a downer, but I do want to share something with our listeners and with our Periscope viewers. By the way, go to Periscope or Twitter, or you can go to breakradioshow.com, click on the Twitter icon. You can see our in-studio webcam, and that's where you can check out all the fun behind-the-scenes stuff and the stuff that we're
and
showing
you
during the show.
And you can see all the wrinkles Joseph have.
Why would you say that?
Well, that's where the camera's pointing.
It's pretty blurry, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a little blurrier than, And I'm not thinning on top either. No, see, it looks pretty good, right?
Yeah. You get hair transplants?
No, no, it's that's look my hair. That's my
oh, you
hair.
Missed one. Look.
Oh.
There's a half a glue there.
Half a glue there? Oh, okay.
You see that?
No.
Or is it a staple? No. I think it's a but staple.
It's, no, there's
that's
no staples.
You know, that's the alternative method. That,
right.
That,
alternative method yeah. To the wing girl. Yeah. But in terms of, I want to let people know they can go to our Periscope, do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment,
uh-huh.
Or our handle on there is Break THR Sports, and you can catch us in studio so that you can see what I'm going to be talking about in a second, because those three things happen in Orlando.
That's right.
Right? Very scary. Of course, we talked about Christina Grimmie last week, one of our
very
favorite
sad.
Guests of all
yeah.
times. Lost her life. Very, very sad. Of course, the situation with the gator that you're going to be talking about. Very, very sad as well.
Amazing.
And our hearts go out to the 49 people who lost their lives and all the families and everything and all the people who were hurt in the Orlando shooting at the nightclub. That was very tragic as well, right?
Very.
And
well,
I know that,
no question.
And you know how last week we talked about Christina Grimmie's death really impacted my friend Danny? Like he's still
saw her about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he's very upset about that. And we've got some wonderful friends on Periscope, and I want to give a shout out to Lady J. She sent over some images for us to share. Dave, look at this, and we'll show our people on Periscope. That's an image that she was inspired to draw in response to the. To the Orlando shootings.
And that reminds me very much of the art that we had, the artist that
yes.
we had from Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
with the rainbows are inside of you and come out.
Nice
yes.
image. Now, who did that?
This is Lady J. Her real name is Johanna.
Johanna.
Yeah, and she's from Sweden. And so this is a very beautiful image, of course, of an eye crying rainbow tears. And so it's beautiful, right?
Yeah, and she's on
she's
Periscope?
She follows us on Periscope, yeah. She's one of our fans on Periscope. And this is another image. This is a sequel to it. Of course, that's an eye that represents love, right?
Oh,
so it's
really?
It's an eye that's
that.
Open, and it's got a rainbow pupil.
It has an iris.
Sorry.
And it has a heart-shaped pupil.
You're the nurse. It's a heart-shaped
pupil.
Yes, pupil. So, of course, two images.
Student,
yes. Thank you very much to our Periscope watchers. Thanks for sending those in. So you can also join us on Facebook. So go to breakradioshow.com. So, and a big shout out to, I believe, Savannah, who's watching right now. Shout out. And
Savannah Guthrie?
No, probably not.
NBC?
No, someone else.
Oh, you know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. But you know, again, join us on Facebook, all of our social networks, and you can find out all that wonderful information. BreakRadioShow.com.
Excellent.
Yes, but we're going to be talking more about Finding Dory. I saw it yesterday. You couldn't find her, right? You looked.
I did look, but I did find her sister.
Yeah. Okay.
Dorito. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
A little cheesy, but, you know, I like it spicy.
Well, we're going to just keep swimming into a break right now, and we'll come back with our review and discussion of Finding Dory, the sequel to Finding Nemo. And, of course, a lot of today's songs are inspired by Finding Dory. We're going to go under the sea right now.
Oh, they repeated that in this sequel.
Of course.
Ocean floor. Well, no, this is from The Little Mermaid.
This is from The Little Mermaid, but what are you talking about? That there, the Just Keep Swimming, definitely.
Oh, I do like it.
Under the sea.
Okay.
Well, okay.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Where's my maracas?
That's in a different country.
Oh, okay.
This is Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Down here for the fish is happy as after the waves go roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hard cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry, yes, you got me on the plate.